Here's some of what we've got in our inbox. Our story about the struggle of one Pennsylvania family to stretch its food budget had many of you shaking your heads in disbelief. Celestine Webb of Perry, Georgia says, "The thing that is missing in the family you interviewed is cooking." Webb says she feeds her family of six on $500 a month and writes, "We don't buy corn dogs or empty calorie tea. We drink water and make soups for lunch with a few basic ingredients or sandwiches and a salad."
And Janet Lorenz of Philadelphia writes that she didn't think food was the family's big problem, given that the father is a high school dropout and his pregnant 18-year-old daughter doesn't have a high school diploma. Lorenz writes, "We have to start tying government assistance to personal incentives for education, nutrition, and health. If you get assistance, you must achieve goals. How else will we ever disengage this grip of generational poverty and ignorance?"
Now on a lighter note.
Hello, listeners.
Yesterday, we discussed Old Spice's popular YouTube marketing campaign. The brand invited the public to ask its smooth-voiced, freshly showered pitch man questions. Some he answered.
"How many teeth do sharks have? Well, my dearest Rose, it's funny you should ask, because I spent my younger years as an apprentice in a shark dentistry practice on a distant island, so I can tell you the answer to your query is 3,000.
Well, most of you were not amused, including Carolyn Laurie of Greenwood, Indiana. She writes this, "My father wore Old Spice aftershave, and I loved how he smelled. To me, Old Spice was a gentleman's scent, which is a direct contrast to the obnoxious and arrogant Old Spice man in the TV commercials. The ads turned me off completely, I'm sorry to say, because they spoil the image of the warm and gentle man who smelled so good."
Well, our inbox is always open, so please keep the emails coming. You can send them to us at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.